Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
John Coon and Touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Coon for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Coon run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback, John Coon. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Hour two of 9 to noon with John Coon and me, Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide along for the ride. You, the Nooners, always welcome at 414-677-1250 on the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and Text Line. We'll get back to talking to you right after we talk to that dude on the Packers beat, covering that team for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Fan, and he joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline. Gruber Law, one call, that's all. It's a pleasure to welcome in Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this morning, my man?
I am doing good, Robbie. I'm enjoying this extra Tuesday that we have in the media landscape on the Packers schedule with, of course, a Monday night game coming up. How are you guys?
Good, good. We got a lot to get to with you. We got trade deadline inactivity to talk about. We got a big game Monday night against the Eagles. But I got to start here, Ryan. What the hell happened on Sunday? That was not supposed to happen, man.
That was not supposed to happen. I think that if any of us knew what the hell happened, it would start with Matt LaFleur. I'm sure he doesn't know what the hell happened. So they've got to figure out who they're going to be. We've said it. I'm sick of saying it. They have Super Bowl talent. They don't play like a Super Bowl team. If that doesn't happen, they're not going to the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter how much talent you have. If you don't play at that level, you're going to lose games to the Carolina Panthers, right? What a weird team. They'll go on the road at night and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. They'll lose on the road to Cleveland Browns. They will stomp the Detroit Lions at home. They will lose at home to the Carolina Panthers. At some point, the mania has to slow down. You have to become consistent. You have to know who you are, be rooted in that, and do it every week. Until that happens, this is what you're going to get.
You know, that struck me as something. I don't know that Matt LaFleur knows. Do you feel there's a sense of confusion in 1265 potentially with Matt and with the offense, and you know, going for it on 4th and 8 and not going to go for it on 4th and 2 in Arizona, then changes his mind? Do you sense that there's a bit of disarray, like things are, he's not necessarily comfortable?
Doesn't it seem like they're chasing something? Like when you have that type of indecision, you're chasing something out in front of you. You're like, is this the time to go? No, yes, yes, no. You have that indecision. I thought what was the most revelatory thing that Matt LaFleur said, and I give him credit because it's awfully transparent, is, you know, from the outside looking in, that looks like, okay, it could have been a trap game. This week, you got the Philadelphia Eagles. The week before, you had Aaron Rodgers, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then in between, you have sandwiched this Carolina Panthers team that is not good, that just got stomped by the Buffalo Bills a week earlier. That looks like a trap game, except I thought Matt LaFleur did hit it right on the head. The Carolina Panthers knew exactly the way that they had to play. They had one shot at this. There was one blueprint for them to win a game inside Lambeau Field. They knew what it was. The Packers also knew what it was. And the troubling thing is that they couldn't do anything about them playing keep away on offense, ball control with Rico Dowdle. They couldn't do anything about finishing drives when they were moving it up and down the field. They got lost in their own way of trying to chase something instead of just taking what was there. And we've seen that too many times. Like, what's the identity of this team? The identity of this team is that they will chase and get outside themselves, and you cannot do that in this league.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. How much do you think the Tucker Kraft injury changed the way that game was going to play out, and how do you think they compensate for that moving down the road here, Ryan?
Well, you can't say it did it. It was early in the second half when he went down with the torn ACL, and he's their best player on offense. So maybe it would have, but obviously in this league it doesn't matter. Every team deals with all kinds of injuries, and the teams that figure that out are the teams that are good teams that win. So you have to figure out anyway. It's interesting because for the past couple of weeks, as we've seen this Tucker Kraft emergence, this rise into the star that he had become, I couldn't help thinking about Luke Musgrave and how thin the line is in terms of development in this league between guys that make it the way that Tucker Kraft had and guys who become afterthoughts despite talent. Because what did Mike McCarthy used to say? There are no bad football players in the National Football League. They're all good, right? So how do some guys make it, some guys not? Well, with Luke Musgrave, if you go back 2 years ago, almost exactly, week 11 of the 2023 season, when Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft are both rookies, Luke Musgrave had 30 more targets than Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft at that point had 3 catches for 11 yards going into a game against the Los Angeles Chargers in his career. Luke Musgrave had 27 catches, 249 yards. He'd caught a touchdown. He was making big plays. And then he falls on the point of a football after making a catch near the sideline, lacerates his kidney, misses the next 6 weeks. And in the same game, Tucker Kraft stretches a little check down, 27 yards, and that's the birth of this yak god that he had become. And it's just, it's interesting. It's circumstance. And now the circumstance has swung the exact opposite way, where because of a Tucker Kraft injury, Luke Musgrave has a huge opportunity now to seize and show that he is the talented guy that they drafted in the second round, one round ahead of Tucker Kraft. He does have that rare straight line speed that can open up the seam, stretch the field vertically, make big plays in the passing game. He's going to have no shortage of snaps, likely targets to follow. What is he going to do with them? The Packers need Luke Musgrave to do with that opportunity what Tucker Kraft did 2 years ago with his opportunity.
All right, let's forward to Monday, Packers-Eagles. It's been 3 straight losses to this team, and it's starting to be a crawl on Matt LaFleur's side. Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, and the way that they play a physical style of offense and defense. Do you get the feeling, or do you have anything that tells you that the Packers need this victory in order to convince even themselves that they can compete with the big bosses, the strong physical teams in the NFC?
I don't get the sense, being inside a locker room, that their belief in what they're capable of doing has been shaken at all. I think what's frustrating, what's gnawing at them, is how they don't take care of business on weeks they know they should. It's not like, oh, we can't beat the big teams on the schedule. It's, why do we keep losing these teams? Like why can't we bring it on a down week? You know, I don't think this is a team you worry about getting up for an opponent. It's just the opposite. It's don't play with your food on a week where you have the Carolina Panthers, Cleveland Browns. So the way this team has been going, they zig when you expect them to zag and vice versa. I mean, I'm fully expecting them to beat the Philadelphia Eagles and then maybe lose next week at the New York Giants. Like they go in every direction that you expect them not to.
So it sounds like you believe there is something to the idea that they play down to competition and up to competition, based given who's on the field against them on a given Sunday.
Well, just given by what we've seen, right? I mean, look at what this season has brought to, at the midway point. They stomp the Lions at home. That's a very good team. They did not make that a very good game. They absolutely took care of them. They beat the Washington Commanders, where they're not the Washington Commanders of now. They're still riding high. They've got Jaden Daniels. He's healthy. They just beaten the New York Giants handily in the opener. They take care of them easily. They lose to the Cleveland Browns, which cannot craft an offense. They cannot formulate an offense in that game, and they find out a way somehow to lose. They can't get a stop defensively in the second half at Dallas. Like, that's just what they've done. Like, that's, if you look at what this team has done, it is play up to their competition and down to their lower level.
Let's get more into the nuts and bolts of this. A.J. Brown will likely be back for the Philadelphia Eagles. We know they've had some issues there in the past game, Jalen Hurts being explosive, but A.J. Brown being back, that puts two exceptional wide receivers on the outside. How difficult is it going to be for the Packers secondary to keep up with two really explosive deep threats?
Well, since the start of last season, there's only been two wide receivers to catch 100 yards on this team. And A.J. Brown in last year's opener at Brazil is one of them. So, yeah, they're going to have to figure out a way to handle him. It's such a different, you know, you remember that 2022 game in Philadelphia, which is known as kind of Jordan Love's Aaron Rodgers moment in Dallas 2007, right? It's remembered as the first glimpse we saw that Jordan Love could be a franchise quarterback. But the other thing that happened that game is Jalen Hurts had like 100 rushing yards in the first quarter. You don't worry about that with this Packers defense. What you worry about is that the book is out, and it, so long as you're able to do what Bryce Young did, what Joe Flacco did, so long as you're Dak Prescott, you're just able to catch and release. Michael Parsons was talking about after the game, like, Bryce Young had like two true dropbacks. Everything else was shotgun, just stand and fire. Like, you can't rush the passer that way. Okay, if they take that out, that's a testament to your pass rush. It's not like you're not getting production from your pass rush. You're getting, in Bryce Young's case, 11 of 20 for 102 yards. You should win that game. How do you counteract that, right? I thought what was interesting is you saw Xavier McKinney come on a blitz. He gets a sack fumble. You saw him move around a little bit more than we've seen in the past. Does Jeff Hafley blitz? Does he trust his corners enough to blitz against this group? If not, can these corners hold up against these matchups? We'll have to see that, but the book is out on this Packers defense. How to beat them? What's the next move in Jeff Hafley's bag?
So you're saying there's a blueprint, that we saw a blueprint that the rest of the league is going to see on how to beat the Packers, and it's up to the Packers to blow that blueprint up, and starting this Sunday against the Eagles.
There's a blueprint on both sides of the ball, offense and defense with the Packers. Defensively, you catch and release. You get rid of the ball as quick as possible. Take what's there. Do not test this pass rush. It will beat you if you have these deep developing pass concepts. It will get home. So don't even go there. Just catch and release. And offensively, don't give up explosive plays. The Packers offense feasts on explosive plays. You don't give them up. You make them put it in the end zone on 9, 10, 11 play drives. That at some point, they're going to get impatient. They are going to start chasing, and they will not finish the drive. Like, that is the blueprint on both sides of the ball. Now it's up to the Packers to fix that. What's the next move?
Which side is more critical to fix? And I preface it like this. This Packers defense has only let up over 20 points three times. They've won two of those games, and they tied the third. This Packers defense is fifth in yards. This Packers defense is eighth in points. Even though there's a blueprint, let's not act like this Packers defense is not doing everything it takes to win every ball game.
Yeah, I think it's without question the offense that needs to get on track more than the defense. Now, the thing with the defense is, yes, they've played very well. They are a very good defense. I would say at this point in the season, they are something slightly less than great. They don't take the ball away enough, and more than anything, this is three times now with the game on the line, Cleveland, Dallas, and Carolina, where they could not come up with the game-winning stop. Three times. Does that make a trend? Like, game on the line, championship-level defense has to make those stops. But the offense, is in much worse shape than the defense. So you're absolutely right. You give up 16 points at home. Micah Parsons said this after the game. You allow the opposing quarterback to throw for 102 passing yards, you should win. You have to play awfully bad to not win that game, and that is on the offense. The offense cannot go 1-for-5 in the red zone. They didn't punt once against the Panthers and scored 13 points. That can't happen, especially with this defense.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon. Can we look at the trade deadline yesterday? Were you expecting them to do something? Because I really wasn't. They traded for Micah Parsons 2 months ago, but I did go to social media afterwards, and Packers fans none too pleased that this team stood pat as the trade deadline came and went.
Yeah, I still don't know. I think you said it. What were they going to do? They made their trade deadline trade a week before week one. On August 28th, they made their trade deadline trade with Micah Parsons sending 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark, which looked identical to what the Colts sent to the New York Jets, first-round picks in 2026 and 2027, and Adonai Mitchell for Sauce Gardner, right? It's the same trade package. They already made their big move. What were they going to do? So I think if you had to choose, you'd rather have the Micah Parsons before week one than the Sauce Gardner before week 10. But no, they made their big trade. Like they are depleted of first round picks over the next 2 years.
Okay, Woody, what can Goody do, if anything, to bolster this roster? Yet we've seen him make moves in the past for Keyshawn Nixon, for Rasul Douglas, guys that weren't out there. Do you anticipate that is his approach throughout the course of the rest of this year?
Yeah, there's no question that Brian Gutekunst is scouring every practice squad. He's looking at throughout the league to see if he can find anything. You know, it was October of 2021 when he found Rasul Douglas on the Arizona Cardinals practice squad, called him up, and that was a huge thing. But, you know, there's a reason why it hasn't happened since. Those moves are very difficult to do in season. They are rare. So there's just not a lot of avenues once you get playing ball where you can make those tight. It doesn't mean he's not looking. It's just good luck finding that. It's not an easy thing to find this time of year.
Is there any truth to Asante Samuel Jr. coming in and doing workouts for the Packers?
Yeah, you know, that comes down to their internal evaluation. I have no idea what they think of Asante Samuel at this point in his career. So they'll tell us. I mean, they don't sign him. It's pretty clear that they didn't think he could add much.
Woody, I think I asked you this a few weeks ago, and I think your answer was no. But it's obviously a developing situation and always changing landscape. Is Matt LaFleur's seat hot at all after a loss like that on Sunday?
Right now, Rami, you could tell me that the Packers' season ends with Matt LaFleur hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, and I believe it. You could tell me that the Packers' season ends with firing Matt LaFleur, and I believe it. I think it's wide open. I don't know where it goes. It's probably, most likely, going to be in the middle of those two extremes, but that's where they are right now at 5-2-1 as a team that is a contender, not a favorite, as a team that can beat the big teams on their schedule, but plays down to the opponents and plays with their food. They're all over the map. It's a fascinating team because this is my 12th season covering the Packers, and I feel like there's a lot of seasons where you just kind of felt like the template's been set, even in early November, like this is a team that's going to win 12 games. It's going to come down to a close battle in the playoffs. We'll see if they're able to make the few plays at the end to put them over the hump or not. I have no idea where this season's going. Like, I think right now, I'm clueless on which direction they ultimately go from here. And it's going to be up to them. I don't know if they know. They can beat anybody. They can lose to anybody. And that's a lot of times that's cliche, but that really is what this team is.
You know, to some extent, that makes me feel like this season has been a failure. If by the midway point of the season, you don't know that the Packers are definitively one of the contenders in the NFC, does that not shock you as surprising?
It's certainly not what I would have expected going into week three after seeing two dominant home wins against the reigning NFC North champ and the reigning NFC runner-up last year. I think the expectations were sky high. In hindsight, it sure looks like, you know, those games came at the right time, right place, right? They had the big boost from Micah Parsons. They rode that. And then that euphoria kind of wore off, And now you have to figure out, okay, you're not going to have that adrenaline bump. What can you do? So there's a reason why they don't give out anything at the midseason point. I think it's way too premature to say that this season is a failure because we got to see where it ends. But if it ends something short of making a playoff run, it's a failure. You don't trade for Micah Parsons to merely make the playoffs. You trade for Micah Parsons going all in. You're putting all your chips on the table because you expect to make a Super Bowl. They don't do that. Yeah, it's a failure.
You know, the last kind of thing I got for you here is this Packers team, and I've heard a lot of it this week, but after dropping not their first but their second game to what we felt was an inferior opponent. Dropping one, it's okay, everybody stubs their toe. Dropping two, okay, is there something seriously wrong with this team? And the negativity and the sky is falling is out there. It's in the Packers' ether. What's the likelihood that they – where do you stand? I know you said nothing would surprise you, but what do you actually think happens here, Woody? Do you think it gets better, or do you think this trend that we watched for 8 weeks continues the way that it is?
Through all of this, I do still believe in the talent here. I think that there are two things that have time-tested proven to win in January, and that's a quarterback and pass rush. Like, if you got those two things, you've got the makings of a true contender, a team that can go to the Super Bowl. And the Packers have that. They have a quarterback. They have a pass rush. Now, there's going to be a lot of pressure on both those entities to make that run, but they do have that. It doesn't mean that they're going to live up to that. It doesn't mean that they're going to play at that level, because what is the through line of this season at this point? This team is inconsistent. It is proven to be inconsistent. But I do think it means something if you are a team that you know and has shown that you can beat anyone anywhere. There's something to that. I'd still rather have this team than last year's team, which didn't have these cough-ups against the Cleveland Browns and Carolina Panthers, but were 0-6 against the Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings, and Detroit Lions, the cream of the crop in the NFC. Last year's team could not beat anyone anywhere. They routinely showed that they were something below that. This team can. This team can beat anybody anywhere, and they can lose to anyone anywhere. I think you're starting at a step ahead by knowing that you can beat anyone. You just have to find that consistency somewhere. The playing down to your level has to stop.
Woody, you got a prediction for Monday night against the Eagles?
You know what? I'll take the Packers just because it just seems so on brand with this team. Once you count them out, they're going to go into Pittsburgh and they're going to have 28 points in the second half. Like, I don't
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think the Philadelphia Eagles are this unbeatable force. I don't think they're what they were last year. They're very good. I think the Packers rebound from Carolina, and they take care of business on Monday night playing prime time in their home stadium. And then the big question is going to be, okay, do you play down? If that happens, do you play down when you go to New York? That I don't know. So we'll see what happens then. But for this week, I'm going to take the Packers beat the Eagles.
That is Ryan Wood, that dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. He joins us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, always appreciate it, man. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
All right, take care, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.